The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to January 2010.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers, and boy, that's for sure. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have a very special panel. On my left, from the Department of Philosophy, Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here. On her left, from what is the department again, Matt?
It's chemistry and biochemistry.
That's right. From chemistry and biochemistry, Professor Matt Mayo.
Hi.
And across from him, from the Detroit Public Library System, yay, Sharon Vlahovic.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. And on her left, my right, from the Department of Philosophy, Professor David Kokel.
Hi there.
Okay.
Two philosophers, pretty dangerous.
I know. This is going to be a very, very
different traditions,
cerebral program. I'm certain of that. Okay, let's see. I just plunge right in here. Last show, we were doing a kind of tribute to David Chow, who has been a longtime listener, mm-hmm, and a longtime questioner. And we decided to just, oh, what the heck, let's do a whole David Chow day. And, of course, he kept us running around in circles for so long that we never finished his second set of questions. So we're going to begin with his second
Those
set of questions.
Center for Creative Studies people ask hard questions.
They certainly do. They're not fooling around. Okay. Now, these are just kind of general, you know, they wander all over the place like we do.
So. Like us.
Okay. What is Captain Albert Berry's biggest claim to fame?
Albert Berry.
Yes, he says, besides being mentioned on the show momentarily. That's
Did he discover something?
He accomplished something that no one had ever done before, and it involved airplanes.
Trans-Pacific flight?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Can't be transatlantic. We know who did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't anything like that.
Wow.
Something involving airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crash.
Well, you're getting close in the sense of what would you do if you'd like to avoid being caught up in a crash?
He was Amelia Earhart's navigator.
No, he wasn't.
Did he invent parachutes or something?
He didn't invent
like
them. He was the first
to use one.
Right, to jump out of a plane and survive.
Impressive.
That was the point.
Impressive.
Which makes one wonder if there were others before him who did not.
But didn't they, I read this in the news not too long ago, don't they think they found the godforsaken island where Amelia disappeared?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. That's what they
coincidentally, right, not too long after the movie came out.
Isn't that
swank? You know,
you
it's
know,
funny how this
timing
works.
Isn't that amazing? It really is amazing.
It probably saved it.
All right. What letter of the alphabet is not used as an atomic symbol for any element?
Okay. That's you.
Mr. Periodic Table.
I mean, that's the reason that's tricky is, okay, we'll just go to A, and AS, you know, is arsenic, and AR is argon. So
AU is gold.
There you go.
Oh.
Individual letters here, or, I mean, I have to say...
it's just one letter.
Z.
But W.
No, not W.
Z is zinc.
Zinc.
Yeah.
ZN is zinc, yeah.
It's not X. Q? It's not Q.
Let me give you a hint.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C., where some of the streets are named after letters of the alphabet, there is one letter that is not used.
Hmm.
It's the same letter.
Interesting.
I've never been to Washington.
Oh, dear.
Me neither.
And now I'm less interested in going.
I mean, off the top of my head, that's a weird one. I want to say it's not L. I know there's an
it's
L.
It's also
street.
The one you don't see on airplanes.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
When the seats are ABC.
Would it be the 13th?
You know, the streets in Chicago are named after the presidents
order
of their presidency.
Wow, right.
Did you know
that?
A helpful teaching tool.
And this is why all the kids from Chicago
know all their
presidents.
Yeah.
So
you
It's also not used on airplane. V?
Would it be?
No.
Would it be
no.
R?
No, it's not R.
All right, last call. M.
No,
J.
It's not. Yeah, it's J.
J. I and J.
I ran out of
them. Why aren't J's on?
What's wrong with J's?
They're easy to mistake, I guess.
It's too easy to confuse the I and the J. See, that's the problem. Like in D.C., there's an I Street, and then it's K Street right after that. There's no J Street.
They're worth like 5 points in Scrabble.
Yeah, I know. But
it's a nice letter.
You know.
It's a nice letter. I think J doesn't
if
get enough.
If you're not
respect.
Playing Scrabble, well,
then who needs a J?
That's right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, he got you there.
Yeah.
In the original movie Star Wars, it was initially given a G rating, and then it suddenly got bumped up to a PG rating. What happened?
There's a kiss.
No.
Okay, this is my moment of fame.
Okay.
Darth Vader, only you would be so bold. The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear that you've attacked a diplomatic ship on a diplomatic mission.
It must have been the politics. My answer is the politics.
No, that's not it. But that was brilliant.
I'm really impressed. I thought I was bad.
That's terrific.
Is it violence-based?
No, it's showing something that they thought they probably shouldn't show to kiddies.
Princess Leia is involved for sure.
No, she isn't.
Get out of here.
That is really weird.
Well, that hairdo certainly
they shouldn't have shown that.
And it's something strange. I mean, considering what they think children are readily exposed to and have no problems with it at all, why they would suddenly get squeamish about this.
It's not like a navel or anything, is
no,
it?
No, nothing like that. It involves bodies, dead bodies.
Oh, it was the trash compactor.
No, it was
his aunt,
as the charred skeleton.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. You've got it. That's
that
it.
Was
that's
kinda,
it.
I mean, that was. I mean, not PG-ish, but it was kind of hardcore.
It was only a second, but it was.
Yep.
Yeah, it was scary.
See, by the time they get to Revenge of the Sith, you see in all its gory details how Darth Vader became Darth Vader.
It's like, you know, that was PG too, but he basically kills a bunch of little kids, you know, 2 hours into the movie. That's okay.
That was probably the worst part.
That was hardcore.
They didn't show it, but they certainly...
And then poor Padme dies that time.
Right.
Okay. Now, see, you did very well in that one. What is so ironic about the Wright brothers and their 15 honorary college degrees?
I don't think they graduated from high school.
That's exactly
they didn't go to high school.
Yes. I don't know if that's irony or not. But
maybe just the Alanis Morissette version of irony.
They didn't have many standards back then,
which is not ironic at all.
Right. No, that's what I thought.
Coincidental? Maybe.
What was that wonderful?
Rain on your wedding day.
The Al Pacino movie on Richard III, and he was interviewing Barbara Everett, who's a big lit scholar at Oxford, and she's talking about Richard III as a character, and she says, of course, and he's a master of irony, which is nothing more than hypocrisy with style.
Okay, next time we have to explain Socratic irony.
You got it.
That explanation.
I like it.
Okay. Prior to George H. Bush being elected, who was the last sitting vice president to get elected president?
I just saw this the other day.
You mean George H.W. Bush 1.
H.W.
Bush,
yeah.
Bush 1. Yes, yeah. yes. Yes. Hmm. It's the 19th century.
Yeah, because it was a long time before that.
That's right. Yes.
19th century.
Problem is, I don't know my vice presidents that well.
I think he was the only one who could speak Dutch.
Oh, we had him.
So Van Buren.
That's why you had him last week. That's who was bilingual?
Wonderful clue. Thank you.
That was quite a while between. To think the number of times a vice president has run in the modern era, it's like
that's
pretty rare. Actually.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, in all of William Shakespeare's work, there was only one word that started with the letter X. What is it? Now, you philosophers should really know this.
Uh-oh.
It's somebody's...
Oh.
It's the name of somebody's wife.
Oh, Xanthippe.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. It's in The Taming of the Shrew, apparently.
Because Kate is likened to her.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think that's exactly it. Yeah. Okay. There you go. What American car was the first to sport a hood ornament?
A Cadillac?
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Rocking now.
Oh, a 1912 Cadillac. Oh, how about God. That?
My dad was mega car guy.
Okay. That explains it.
Did you have flashcards when you were growing up?
No, I mean, he used to buy old cars and then restore them. So, like, we had a Model A with a rumble seat and a Model T. And
you could have had a Discovery Channel show way back.
God,
then.
Yeah.
Now, was he very particular about restoring it the way it was or just making it work?
Restoring them to their original state. And then he would show them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the Henry Ford Museum would buy them.
You always sell them to other people, but yeah, so whenever I watch older movies and it's like, I don't know what that car is, and I wish my dad were around.
Yes.
He could always, you know, model, make, anything particular about the car.
Oh my gosh.
One of those walking encyclopedias.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I had a family friend who restored a Model T. But he was more interested just in making it run. Mm-hmm. And some purist was angry at him because he used the wrong screws.
Oh,
sure.
And he was like, yeah, but it would have involved many more tools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or can you even find the original screws?
Oh, I think you'd have to machine them.
You'd probably have to make them.
Which was another reason
for
just making it work.
Wow. Good Lord. This is amazing. In comic strips, what is the Grawlix, Grawlix?
Is that just the last pain, or?
No. It's something you see quite often in comics, in fact.
Is that the name for the bubble in which the words are written?
Well,
these are
things that would be in a bubble.
So thought bubbles?
Symbols that replace
swearing.
Yes,
swearing.
Exactly. That's it. All of the exclamation points and the swirls and all that kind of stuff.
Grawlix?
Yeah.
Grawlix. I like that word a lot.
Yes.
He knew it had a name.
Yeah.
Impure thoughts.
Impure thoughts.
In the print form.
Oh, yeah. God. Now that makes them even more erotic.
I give a new meaning to your comics. Like, yes. So
oh my Lord. In the Errol Flynn version of Robin Hood, what was the name of the famous horse that carried Maid Marian? The horse was not named in the movie. But the horse who actually carried, I think, Olivia de Havilland, was a famous
fat
horse. Fat boy. No, that's a famous cat.
That's right. The cat who ate Pittsburgh.
Yes, and is still digesting it.
That's right. Not seen his paws in years.
Yeah.
Famous horse?
Mm-hmm.
Did this horse have other...
Yes, he was associated with a cowboy movie actor.
Tom Mix?
Not Tom Mix.
Trigger.
Trigger. That was it. Okay. Trigger. Yes, it was Trigger.
I was going to say Mr. Ed, but
who
I...
Trigger before
Roy
Tom
Rogers. Rogers.
Roy Rogers. Oh. Roy Rogers, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't I say Tonto? He did ride a horse.
Yes, he did. What is the first service uniform to be registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office?
Was it the Red Cross? Salvation Army?
No. That's far too serious.
The postal. Postal law.
Yeah, I was about to say the post office.
Nope.
That's
nope.
far too serious.
So it's got to be
serious.
Like a clown or something.
No,
I was going to say clown.
No. It's it had to have happened in the 50s. It had to have been involved with the sudden appearance of a very, epoch-making or groundbreaking magazine that eventually spawned...
Oh, Playboy. Yes.
Playboy Bunny.
Playboy, you got it. Yeah.
No,
oh, the Playboy Bunny costume.
That's a uniform?
Yeah. I wouldn't call that a uniform.
No. Gloria Steinem wore it,
yes.
So...
Wow. There we go.
To infiltrate them.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from January 2010. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to this classic edition of Ask the Professor from January 2010.
Okay. In 1908, the Superior Hotel in Iron Mountain, Montana, was paid a very special visit What was the occasion?
Is it something presidential?
No. No. It's people that come to hotels and leave things there.
Oh, the Gideon.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Nice.
What famous TV sidekick was originally born Harold J. Smith?
Harold, the kid who got beat up all the time.
No.
Harold J. Smith.
Ed McMahon.
That's a bad name. No. Harold J. J. Smith. Is it, he dropped the first name?
No, he kept the first name, but it wasn't a first name. It became a first name. I mean, he dropped the second name, but it became his first name. So Harold J. Smith, he dropped the Harold, and he dropped the Smith.
Right, J.
J.
Jay Leno.
No. I mean, he did make a wretched movie in Detroit once, I know that.
It's not Jay and Silent Bob, is it?
No.
Made a wretched movie in Detroit?
Yeah, what was the wretched movie?
I've forgotten the name of it now, but it took place a lot in the Eastern Market, and he played a detective, and he wasn't very good.
So it's a famous TV sidekick.
No, I'm talking about something totally different. Oh. This is the TV sidekick, but he also appeared in a radio series long before there was a television version of this saga.
Oh, wow. Sad. We're sad here.
Jay.
It wouldn't be something involving, Dragnet?
No, think cowboys. Kid.
I wonder why we can't get this.
Cowboys.
Tonto?
Yes. Who's the Cisco kid?
Oh, yes, Tonto.
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And who was the actor who played Tonto?
Oh, Lord.
His first name was Jay.
Jay. Something.
Oh, this is the guy who threw the axe on The Tonight Show, right? Wasn't that the famous?
No, that was one of the Ames brothers.
Oh, right. My bad.
Jay Silverheels.
Jay Silverheels. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. There you go. He was original Tonto to Clayton Moore's Lone Ranger.
And he was on the radio show, too.
Yeah. No, he wasn't on the radio show. No.
Where does the movie from Detroit come into this? Oh, because it's Jay, never mind.
That's right. You said Jay Leno, and I said, no, he did make a bad movie.
Well, I only
said
it because I had
that to. Was, yeah. Totally forgotten.
Now I have to mention Conan at least once.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't get them better.
I wish someone would give me $45 million to go away.
I wish they'd go away. Just go away. You're both terrible.
Yeah.
Actually, Conan's all right because he's intelligent. And he's got Triumph the Insulting Dog, which is about one of the funniest skits on TV. You ever watch Triumph?
I haven't.
He does this. If you
Google
Triumph the Insulting Dog in Star Wars. Did you ever see the Insulting Dog?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, he's in line in New York City, I think, with the opening of the first movie, Ben movie 1.
Okay.
Actually, but he went, all these people dressed up, and they're just complete nerds. And he has a field day with them. It's really hilarious.
Have to check it out.
Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Star Wars.
Already.
It's so funny.
Oh, dear. All right. Who is the only United Nations Secretary General to die while in office?
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. And he even won the Nobel Peace Prize, but he had to have it awarded posthumously.
Didn't know they could do that.
I didn't either.
Sure.
It wasn't Dag, was it?
Yes.
I can't get the last name.
Hammerstone. That's right.
I had no idea.
Very good.
Was just a wild guess. That was not even an educated guess.
Well, it doesn't. If they're right, it doesn't matter whether they're educated or wild.
We'll take anything.
Don't admit it.
My gosh.
Just take the credit.
I'll take it then.
There you go.
What musical group has had 7 number 2 songs hit the pop singles chart, but never a number 1 song?
Beatles.
No.
No.
The Rolling Stones.
No.
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 Bunch of number 2s.
2005?
No.
This is obviously a famous group.
It's 3 letters. I mean, 3 words, I mean.
Three Dog Night.
No, but that's not a bad guess.
The Loving Spoonful. I don't know.
It's showing our age.
Is it recent or?
Yeah, they're not.
They're all over the place.
It didn't just appear last week. You know, they've been around for quite a while. But the word revival is in their name.
Oh,
Clearwater Revival.
That's right.
Never CR. Number one.
That's right.
I had no idea.
I would never have guessed that
without a significant.
Although John Fogerty did have to prove in court that he hadn't plagiarized himself.
That's right.
Really?
With one of his solo record, Center Field. Yeah,
really?
He was actually sued by the other members of CCR for copyright infringement on, I can't remember, the guitar riff was similar to Run Through the Jungle or something.
Oh, oh my gosh.
And he's like, I wrote both of them. This doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's perfect. That's wonderful. Okay.
Sure.
The award-winning actor Kevin Spacey has an older brother with an odd profession in acting. What is it?
Best boy.
The oldest best boy.
I love that. Hey. Of all the gaffer.
Or what's a gaffer? Yeah.
I don't even know what it is, but I've always wondered.
Yes. No, no, no.
Stuntman.
He actually does something besides whatever those people do.
Does he play like corpses?
Well, he impersonates someone.
His brother?
He's a professional impersonator of one particular celebrity.
Oh, okay.
Besides his brother, obviously.
He doesn't do his brother, apparently.
That would be interesting.
Nixon? Well, Spacey looks like...
Yeah, well, I don't know what his brother looks like.
Looks like him. Well, who would you want to impersonate? Jack Nicholson?
No.
Marlon Brando?
I don't know what the brother looks like. So
he's a musical figure.
Elvis?
Rather tall. No, not Elvis. Rather tall. He's still alive. I think he's alive. Of course, you're looking at him sometimes and you wonder. But
Mick Jagger?
No.
That's not the role.
He has kind of a, you know, an unkempt hairstyle and
Bob Dylan?
No. Oh shucks.
Nick Cave.
What?
Well, I love it.
There's a lot of bad hair out there.
I'm not helping. I'm trying desperately.
Yeah, I know you are.
To the hair.
Music figure.
Yeah.
I forgot the question.
Who does Kevin Spacey's brother Randy impersonate for a living?
Okay.
I mean, who would? I mean, it's got to be somebody that, you know, there's a lot of demand for.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's making his living off it.
Yeah.
One of the Beatles?
His first name is Rod.
Oh, Rod Stewart? Yes.
Why would you need to impersonate Rod Stewart?
Isn't
Rod Stewart had a great voice. I mean, so you could see.
Sure,
he
sure.
still does.
Yeah. Yeah, but why?
But is Rod Sterling still alive?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is he really?
He's in his 60s. He just recorded a...
Then why don't they use the original?
An album of...
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
he just recorded a tribute album of, like, old standards.
He did. I never cared for him, but he still has the same hair.
Well, it was kind of
showing off. That's what he's doing.
After
with
Maggie
that
May,
much hair,
it was all
nobody
downhill,
keeps that same hair for 30 years.
No.
Weird. What do you mean? I do.
You know what? Well, you're lucky.
I haven't got much of it left, but. All right.
You're not Marty Lever.
Poor see, well, Marty's like my father. My father had lost mostly all of his hair by the time he was 30 or something. And it turned white instantly, what was left of it. All right. What state in the Union is the only one to have a maximum speed limit of 60 miles an hour?
Pennsylvania used to.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I would believe that, but the last time I was in the turnpike, it was 55.
Yeah, they even had the gall to put signs up that said, we still have a speed limit of, I think it was 55 or 60.
Yeah.
The nerve.
No, this is a western state.
Oh.
Very far west.
Hawaii.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, I imagine if you went more than 60 around some of those
mountain
roads.
You might be dead. Grace Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, remember? I remember this is why I was still on the show, and Kathy Bush was on our panel, and I decided she made a comment in answer to a question. I decided this is the person who must replace me. It was what famous Hollywood movie actress is being considered for sainthood. And there was this long, baffled response from the panel, and Kathy finally said, Grace Kelly. And I said, absolutely correct. And she said, patron saint of the auto club.
Oh!
I think I remember hearing that.
Wow.
It's kind of like that Natalie Wood joke.
No,
yeah.
Don't go boating. Yeah.
But they say that
especially
she,
not with Christopher Walken.
That's right. She was driving that it wasn't alcohol related.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that they had determined that she actually had some kind of stroke.
Well,
the way.
Right.
I thought Stephanie was driving.
No, her daughter was in the car but survived.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I remember Sadly. That part. But.
No, Sally, she didn't survive, but Sally, we lost Grace.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. Her daughter survives.
Nice.
Dangling mom.
You know, we're making this worse, aren't we? All right. We're really making this worse. Okay. Who was the first Harlem Globetrotter to have his number retired?
Meadowlark Lemon?
No.
That's the only one that I know.
Yeah.
It's a man who played only one season with them.
Wasn't there a guy named Curly?
Yeah, it wasn't Curly.
This is a very famous basketball player.
Oh, really?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
This would be older.
Walt Chamberlain. Did he play?
That's it.
Really?
For only one season. Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
And then number 13. To bigger and better things in the NBA.
That's right. That's right.
Much bigger.
What Beatles song did some of the members contribute by playing an instrument? What Beatles song did none of the members contribute by playing an instrument?
There we
go. That's much better.
Do they have an a cappella song?
Yeah, Beth, this is your question.
It's a song that uses a lot of strings. In fact, it's all strings.
A Day in the Life?
No.
No, Yesterday is lots of strings, but...
No, but that's not that.
I'm going to bow.
And it's not something weird like Revolution 9.
No, that's not the wrong kind of strings.
It's about loneliness.
Wait, the wrong kind
of
strings?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's talking about like orchestral strings.
Yeah. Well, involved a string octet.
It's about loneliness. Nowhere Man? Yes, I should know
Beatles
this.
Fan. I mean, I don't dislike
Eleanor Rigby.
You're right.
Okay.
That's
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Beth is so mad she's going to go home and listen to every Beatles song ever made.
Make up her own questions.
No, but I probably should have been able to get that one. No,
it's okay. I didn't know the J thing.
Yeah, Mr. Science over there.
Oh, my goodness. And we have one question left. We'll have to save that for the next show. So David has gotten, 3 weeks out of this? He will have gotten 3 weeks out of this. That's pretty good. So we thank Mr. Chow for his questions so far. And I thank the panel, Professor Oljar,
Bye.
Professor Mayo,
Bye.
Professor Maggio, Bye. Ms. Blahovich, and Professor Kokel.
See ya.
For joining us. And now this word.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to facilities of the Communication Studies Department and the University of Detroit Mercy Campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Michael Jason. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next week, this is your purely temporary, purely transient, just coming, passing through, and will not be here very long, host Edwin DeWent, substituting for the real person who runs this show, Kathy Bush.
And we're back next week with another classic edition of Ask the Professor, so please plan to join us.